Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The one of them is do you think every time those things got triggered, you had to move somewhere or something went on at the house?
That did happen, but what I will say is in my life, I've done a lot of movement. And, you know, I'm a person with Sun conjunct Uranus. And so changing careers, changing vocations, changing homes, like that's been a common theme in my life also. So, you know, does Chiron contribute to it? Maybe. But what I sort of see more coming from Chiron is it's bringing together, you know, I have Uranus in the 10th house. So in the very public part, so there's like shocking events or surprising events that happen. And then I have Saturn in Aries at the bottom of my chart. That's like forcing me to take responsibility for myself, to only rely upon myself, to not believe that another person or another authority is going to take care of me. Yeah. And so I can see Chiron as like the connector between those two things.
Yeah, that's what when you said that about the Oklahoma stuff, it was something that was real big and devastating. And then, oh, okay, I'm gonna move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was, you know, one of the questions. And the other question is, could you tell the difference between the waxing square and the waning square?
Not really.
Or they just both was like...
Yeah, they were just both powerful. Now, I did look at one other thing because, of course, another really big event in my life was Hurricane Katrina. You know, I was in New Orleans when that happened and I had to move again, relocate again. And when Hurricane Katrina's disaster really sort of took place, so the actual date of Hurricane Katrina, Chiron was at 29 Capricorn, exactly where Pluto is sitting today, right? And in fact, when COVID hit me, like personally, like at my work, Saturn was at 29 Capricorn. So it's become clear to me that that 29 Capricorn degree is pretty potent and powerful.
So are you kind of shaking in your boots until like January?
I mean, I kind of am.
Really?
I was
kind of joking with you, but you know.
There hasn't been a huge personal tragedy, but I've had a lot of small things and, you know, I'm kind of just doing this like, major questioning, but I still think, you know, the Pluto at 29 Capricorn is like a 3-year event, really, right? It's not like a 1-year event, so it isn't over yet.
and it passed over it already.
Yeah. And then, but you know, I left my hospital job, right? I became an astrologer. I did a lot of wandering around and thinking about moving, and you know, so it's definitely been like a trigger of a push button for me of some of those Saturn and Uranus themes.
All right.
This new world that we're in and what's going on with it.
Just a quick question. Have you been thinking about going back to healthcare?
What'd you say?
Have you been thinking about going back to the hospital healthcare?
No. Well, yes and no. I haven't really given great consideration to going back to the hospital. I am concerned about my financial status and particularly the cost of insurance, both health insurance. My health insurance costs doubled this year, and also my home insurance just went up 55% again, and it did that last year. And so I'm a little scared financially, and so it makes me wonder, like, do I need to take a full-time job again in order to, you know, not go bankrupt? And I don't want to. I definitely don't want to be in management again. I do teach part-time, and I love teaching part-time. Mm-hmm. So that's more of a consideration for me probably than a like a hospital leadership job again.
Be honest with you, I'm a little I've been wondering myself with Pluto being at 29 degrees as well, Capricorn, because my son is at 29 degrees Virgo.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you know what? And that eclipse point, you know, so you were you born at the eclipse, at the 29 degrees Virgo eclipse? Or no, that would have been before you were. What year were you born?
71.
Okay. So right before my birth, I was born between eclipses, and my prenatal eclipse was 29 Virgo. It was a solar eclipse at 29 Virgo.
Mm.
So that may be why 29 Virgo is, or why 29 Capricorn is so potent for me.
Mm.
Well, I know that's a totally topic, but I do
yeah,
about eclipses. I think those are important.
Prenatal?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be where the eclipse was hit before I...
Yeah, before born. You were born.
Would that be the South Node? No.
I'd have to look and see for you. Mine was... mine, it was a North Node eclipse. No, it was a South Node eclipse, and it was September 22nd, 1968.
Mm. All right.
But yeah, so 29 Capricorn, big deal. But anyway, so I thought that was fascinating that it's like again and again, Chiron showed up in important transits. And in fact, I think...
Go ahead.
So if you're going to go back and look, I would go back and look at when Chiron has been in conjunction to like your sun, your moon, your Mercury, your Venus, and see what happened. And then maybe look at oppositions and, you know, just see what your experience has been. For me, it was shocking how much it showed up. I really didn't expect it.
Well, that's what I was about to ask you. When you went back and looked, could you see the pain?
Yeah. And
did you heal from said pain?
Is
that in a work in progress?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a work in progress, but I think, you know, let me explain.
All right.
I was raised in a fundamentalist Christian church. Right. And one of the things that I sort of was taught is if you live your life right and you please God, then like bad things don't happen to you, right? Like God protects you and et cetera, which is sort of an extension of prosperity gospel in some ways, right? It wasn't about money, but it was about righteousness being rewarded. And I think the pain I have felt is that bad things are gonna happen sometimes, no matter what you do. You can't prevent them. Being good or being prepared doesn't stop them. And so I've become a little bit more Buddhist in my approach to life, in that suffering is simply a part of life. And that, you know, we're all going to get sick and we're all going to die. And there's no amount of money and there's no amount of prayer that's going to stop that, because it's like part of being mortal, right? It's just part of the human experience. So I wouldn't say that I've healed, you know, but I can say I've developed a little bit, at least today, of acceptance and non-detachment or detachment. But you know, you might, you know, if my house burns down tomorrow, I may feel really differently.
Yeah. Is that hard for a Capricorn?
Yeah, it's terrible. You know, a Capricorn with a Virgo stellium. I feel like you should always be prepared for anything and do everything you can to prevent an error.
But then the whole, hey, you could be prepared for anything, but still that don't mean bad things are going to happen to you. And that I'm listening. I'm like, wait, that might not sound right for a Capricorn. What do you mean?
I just wrote a newsletter yesterday where I looked at Major Murphy. You're familiar with Murphy's Law?
Yes.
Yeah, anything that can go wrong will go wrong, probably at the worst possible moment.
Yeah.
So when I read that the other day, I thought, you know what? I bet he was a Capricorn. Yep. He was.
Don't you like how that, when those things work out, like, hey, I bet that's, and it just lines up. It just...
Yep. But you know what? It wasn't that he sat around and did nothing because he thought it was all useless, right? He was a guy who like worked on major aerospace engineering projects for the Air Force, right? Like, so it was his job to like do really dangerous things, you know? And so his response to that was that you have to be prepared. You have to anticipate everything that could go wrong. You have to have checklists. You know, there will always be failures, but whatever you can do to eliminate as many of those errors as possible, like that was his approach, right? So it was kind of the beginning of like quality control, risk management, you know, that became very hospital in the military, but also in hospitals, you know, how do you build systems in place so that everything is double checked to prevent errors, human errors?
But can someone live their life like that?
No. But Capricorns, do we want to? Yes. No, doesn't work. So that's part of that repetitive pain, right? Like, I can't prevent it all from happening.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.